Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Are you someone who feels overwhelmed by your cluttered wardrobe? Do you spend a lot of time searching for what to wear because you just have too many options? Well, owning too many clothes can have several consequences, including clutter, financial burden, environmental impact. It can even affect your mental health. But it is possible to really scale back and edit your wardrobe to make sure that you regularly wear absolutely everything that you own. And Aoife Dunigan, the Style Bob, is here to tell us how. Aoife, hello.
Good morning, Claire.
You did this yourself, so you had a recent clear out.
I did. Well, I'm doing it obviously all the time for people, but I did challenge myself about 2 weeks ago, starting with my jeans. I will say I'm a jeans addict, but it's amazing. I use a system called the Q system. And the Q system is basically where you take a category of clothing and you kind of put your first, you know, let's say in denim, what's your favourite, and you work it down. And the reality is, you know, I have a lot of jeans. Unless the other 10 are in the wash, I'm not going to reach for the last five. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way of saying goodbye. But if we just kind of go back in this, we do have, if you think about it, we own five times more clothes than our grandparents, right? And 400% more than seemingly 20 years ago. And yes, it's a huge impact on the environment, but on our mental health, Claire, it's very difficult. If we wake up in the morning and the wardrobe is absolutely stuffed, you can't make a decision. You have that decision fatigue. And in one way, it's actually not our fault because we have been served up clothes 24/7. When I was researching this last night, there's seemingly 52 little micro collections a year coming from fast fashion brands. Whereas in the old days, you'd autumn, winter, spring, summer.
The weekly drop.
Mm. And look, we open our email every morning. And, you know, so if you bought a top last Monday, so that's the best ever top. The following Monday, there's probably going to be something else to tempt you. So I always say, you know, we're only human. It's not our fault. And we get a huge buzz, you know, when that delivery comes. But it's just that, you know, we it's a bit like going shopping on a full fridge. If we don't look at what we have first, it's very hard to get dressed in the morning.
So, you know, you were saying about the Q system and getting rid of your jeans. But once a year, you might go, oh, I really want to wear the black jeans that I got rid of in the cull. And I'd say that's a difficulty people face when they're trying to part with something, because you might want it on the rare occasion.
Yeah, of course it is. And we're not wearing our clothes all the time. But certainly I know if we take jeans, the pieces I took out, the most easiest thing, first of all, when you're going through your wardrobe is, you know, does it fit you, right? And some of these were just a bit uncomfortable on, and life's too short for that. Secondly, what's the condition of these clothes? Because you talk about the black jean, but does it need to be, you know, replaced? Because black can get a bit grey, Claire, when it's supposed to be actually black. And really, does it fit in to your lifestyle? So it kind of goes back to, you know, buy what you love, not what you half like. Because again, when we're decluttering the wardrobe, there's so many pieces there. And yes, there is that one piece, but does it fit you? Does it love it? And do you love it? Is it in good condition? Then it has the right to stay in the wardrobe, because sometimes I have to interview my clothes, you know. Do I love you? Does it give me joy? As Marie Kondo would say, does it fit me? And also get rid of your negative clothing.
What's negative clothing?
Negative clothing, Claire, is, you know, the bits we keep that, you know, now when I lose that stone, that, and I don't mean get rid of it in terms of, you know, if you're on a weight loss journey and you say, gosh, I'm after just getting rid of a top that is beautiful. I would say that your wardrobe should be full of friends. So when you open the door, don't have a pair of trousers that doesn't fit you today. What I always say to my clients is put them in another room. Don't have it in front of you, because all it's reminding you, Claire, is I don't fit into that today.
Or so, that was what I was wearing when some bad thing happened. And it'll always remind you of the bad thing.
It'll remind you of the bad thing. Or do we need to keep our Deb's dress in the wardrobe every day? So I always say with the negative clothes, just, I'm not saying you're not going to lose that weight. Does it need to be there? Because it ends up just depressing us, to be honest.
Making you feel a bit guilty. So when you do this with clients, the decluttering, what's the biggest culprit that you see, or the biggest, most regular mistake being made in terms of buying?
Everyone buying all these handy clothes.
Handy things?
Handy.
That you pick up with your shopping?
Yeah. So you go to Dunn's, buy the pint of milk. And next minute you fire in a 20 quid top and you go, oh, that'll be handy. So I could be in a wardrobe and I'll see maybe 15 Breton tops. And I say to somebody, you know, and I'm not, I'm, you know, each to their own. And I'll say, well, why do we eat 15? Ah, well, could be handy, you know. And I, last year I bought a top in Marks and Spencer's that was, you know, 5-6 euro at the till. And my husband said, what's that for? And I said, be good for painting. He said, I've never seen you paint in your life, so I'm not sure if that's going to. So what I always say in my talks, too much handy leaves no room for fabulous, right? So people just pick up Handiclare because it's cheap. And you shouldn't half like something, you should love it. Because what happens is that if you've all this handy stuff in the wardrobe, you can't create an outfit.
Yeah, but listen, if anyone thinks that you're being sort of, you're exclusive here in terms of price, I know from you that you say if you want something in Zara or Dunn's and Marks and Spencer's, get it if you love it and you're going to wear it.
Yeah, I'm wearing Zara today, Claire. You know, I was in London in Zara and I saw the skirt that I'm wearing. And I loved it. And you could say I could have, you know, maybe go next door. And actually, the quality was quite good. But I loved it. And that's the thing. It does. I always say to people, it doesn't matter whether your clothes are from Dunn's and Dior. If you truly love it, it's the handy, Claire. Mm-hmm. Too much handy. And can I just say to you about shopping the wardrobe? You know, I was in a wardrobe recently. We took out 8 bags of clothes, right?
Yikes.
But what was left was 55 looks. Mm-hmm. You have to see the wood from the trees. So the most important thing I would say to people is don't go shopping on a full fridge. Go sort out your wardrobe. Make it look nice. Look at the condition of your pieces. And then it's a great way of getting your gaps because it's too easy to keep shopping mindfully.
And how do you make those decisions around what's going and what's staying?
First thing first, I think I've spoken here on this before about a lifestyle wheel. So, you know, you look at, where do I spend my time? Because your wardrobe should reflect where you spend your time. So, you know, if you're working, let's say 5 days a week, 3 days a week, you have to have a portion of your clothes for that. So that's the first thing I do. And then when someone goes through the lifestyle, I look at their wardrobe. Easiest thing is I say to someone this, if I can't face the wardrobe, it's too full, set the timer for 20 minutes. Do you ever know at home in the kitchen, if you clean one drawer, you then have to clean them all?
You can't stop.
Set the timer for 20 minutes. Go in, and then when you start, Claire, believe me, you get quite vicious with everything. The first thing
is what I'm worried about, that we might just go too far and end up with nothing or throwing away things that we regret.
Then I have a system, you know, I'm getting into it now, called the waiting room. And the waiting room is where I'm not ready to let go. I'm still thinking about it. I put it into my waiting room and I look at it in 6 months' time. It's not left the house. Mm-hmm. If I know I have to dip back into it, I can. Now, Claire, I've never really, you know, I do a waiting room for clients and they all tell me they've never gone back into it. But, you know, it's a little safety net there. But the condition is if something is a bit wrecked, Claire, it's easy to let it go.
To make the decision.
You know, just some of even our good jeans just get wrecked. Mm-hmm. Our knitwear, our colours go from our clothes. And then try them on. You know, try on your clothes. Sometimes it never fitted you in the shop. And I'm a big believer as well. If you've something 20 years, don't, and you think it's old fashioned, wear it another way. I have my own jacket 20 years and I just try it on with a different style of jeans. And all of a sudden I fall in love with it again. And that's the great thing about the queue system, actually, is when you put your items in a queue, you actually discover stuff. You know, I'm wearing a shirt that I bought 15 years ago. I haven't worn it actually in 5 years, I'll be totally honest. But I was doing a queue system this morning in my top. So, gosh, I forgot about this shirt. But that's only because I spent a bit of time in my wardrobe.
And it's a lovely top.
Thank you.
Many more years of wear. Aoife, thanks so much. Aoife Duneken, the Style Bob. You can find Aoife on Instagram and social media, and well worth doing so. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.